luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has continued his diplomatic push through the Pacific, holding bilateral talks with the Prime Minister of the Solomon Islands, Matthew Wale. Mr. Wale has been calling for a Pacific-wide security agreement, saying the region remains too complacent about the risks posed by intensifying strategic competition and flagging opportunities for more intelligence sharing. The two leaders have now agreed to negotiate a comprehensive bilateral treaty, which Anthony Albanese says he'd like to see completed by the end of the year.
We'll be working closely together to capture our shared ambition, to elevate our relationship underpinned by mutual trust, respect and open dialogue. And we had a very good meeting, myself with the Foreign Minister, Prime Minister Wale and his senior ministers today about advancing those negotiations for a comprehensive treaty that we are hoping to conclude as soon as possible.
He said Australia has agreed to provide $56 million Solomon dollars for education and concluded a memorandum of understanding on construction and training through the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force Academy, becoming the first foreign leader to address the country's Independence Day celebrations. Mr. Albanese says Australia was also the first to recognise the Solomon Islands as a sovereign state.
It occurred because Australia already knew the kindness and the courage that lived in these beautiful lands. We had learned this amidst the devastation of war, and we had pledged to remember it always in peace.
It comes one day after Australia inked two landmark deals with Fiji, the Vivale Union covering economic and security issues, as well as a mutual defence pact billed as the Oceans of Peace Alliance. The Pacific Ocean was also the site of Chinese military drills on Monday, sparking rebukes from across the political spectrum, as well as from Prime Minister Wale, who said it was further evidence of the need for a new regional security platform.
China is a good friend of Solomon Islands, but this is not something a friend does. This is not good in our region. And as chair of Pacific Islands Forum, I've expressed my strong, registered my strong protest yesterday with the ambassador. Solomon Islands also lodged a protest note. But we don't want to see any more countries, China, America, anybody. We don't want anybody testing the ICBMs in the Pacific Islands region. That's the bottom line. Be our friend, but don't threaten us.
Opposition leader Angus Taylor also said these were not the actions of a friend, repeating his calls for a lift in defence spending.
This was an act, a provocation, intimidation, and it is unwelcome.
Defence Minister Richard Marles told Channel 7 the government has raised its concerns with China.
We are concerned about it, and it is destabilising. And this is a long-range missile test, which China itself said would be nuclear-capable, which has been launched from a submarine, which also implies something in terms of extending China's range to deploy nuclear weapons. All of that is very concerning and deeply destabilising, and we've expressed those concerns to China.
He says the government's Pacific push is about securing Australia's national security, as well as peace and stability in the region more broadly.
The Vavale Union that we have now signed with Fiji is just the fourth alliance in our nation's history. It is a step change in our bilateral relationship with Fiji. But just take a step back again and look at what we're doing. Agreements with Indonesia, with PNG, we're working on one with Solomons, with Vanuatu, with Fiji. We've got a great relationship with France and New Zealand. This is elevating the status of our relationship with our neighbours in a way which has never been done before.
Overnight, the Chinese embassy in Vanuatu released a statement saying the country has no intention of engaging in geopolitical contest in the region, nor to establish military bases. The comments come 8 days after the long-awaited Nakamal Agreement was signed between Australia and Vanuatu, encompassing both economic and security elements. The Chinese embassy says it has been assured by the relevant party this agreement is not directed at China. China's foreign ministry spokesperson, Mao Ning, suggested Monday's missile test was being overhyped.
What I can tell you is that this was a routine military training activity. It was not directed at any specific country or target, and relevant countries were notified in advance, and it was conducted in accordance with international law and established international practice. The relevant launch activity was carried out in a safe, standard, and professional manner throughout, and we hope relevant countries will not overinterpret the exercise.
Shadow Defence Minister James Patterson told Channel 7 the timing of the missile test, while Anthony Albanese was signing an agreement in Fiji, was most likely a coincidence. However, he says the testing was not consistent with best practice and backed the government's response so far.
They should make clear, as they have, that they don't approve what the Chinese government has done here in our region of the world. And I think it's reasonable for them to seek an explanation from the PRC about why they did this. We were given incredibly minimal notice of this exercise, just 2 hours. That's slightly better than the Tasman Sea exercises in February last year, where no notice at all was given and commercial air flights had to reroute around the exercise area. But I think China must understand Australia's perspective that this is unwelcome.
The opposition says it wants to see more alliances formed with Pacific nations, and it's a conversation that's likely to continue in coming days. The Prime Minister will meet Papua New Guinean PM James Marape and Tonga's Prime Minister Lord Whakawhanua in Brisbane on Wednesday. They're expected to mark the beginning of the Puk Puk Treaty between Australia and PNG, and finalise agreements covering funding for rugby league. After that, Anthony Albanese will host Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Melbourne, wrapping up this whirlwind diplomatic push less than 1 week since Parliament rose for its winter break. T. Mitchell, SBS News.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleep Maker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St. Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in-store and online.